estrogen and prostate cancer. And and of course, as men get older and older, their risk for prostate cancer goes higher and higher. And so the question became, does high estrogen level increase your risk of prostate cancer? And of course, this is for men. And the short answer is yes. Higher estrogen levels are associated with a higher risk of prostate cancer. And this is because the high estrogen levels cause your prostate to compensate by producing dihydrotestosterone, which is a much more aggressive, more irritating form of testosterone. So what happens, and they're not writing that in this article, but what happens is the thyroid goes down a little bit. People don't take iodine. And when the thyroid goes down and the iodine goes down, the estrogen levels go up. And we're not sure, is it the estrogen levels going up that's causing the low thyroid and the low iodine? Or is it the low thyroid, low iodine causing the estrogen to go up? So we're not really sure, but it really doesn't matter because we know that it's the dihydrotestosterone that's been linked to causing high PSA levels, lower libido, loss of erectile dysfunction, increased prostate size. That's where it swells up, and it's even been linked to BPH, which is the swollen prostate, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and a higher likelihood of developing prostate cancer. So this is what's happening. This is the cascade that occurs, and that's where in naturopathy we look at everything connected to everything else, and when one thing happens, it's another thing. So you have to follow the body as a whole. But anyway, in 2006, there was a study that the researchers discovered that when lab animals were given doses of estrogen, the prostate cancer increased remarkably. It increased much, much higher. They also noted that even short courses of estrogen treatment results in a higher incidence of prostate cancer. So high estrogen levels may be the cause of the swelling of the prostate and the dysfunction of the prostate, and we now think that the estrogen may be increasing the risk of developing the prostate cancer. So lowering your estrogen levels will not just improve your mental health and your physical health and your prostate health, but it actually may save your life. So when you have high levels of estrogen, then also improving a general detoxification through the liver. And I pulled up some articles on the liver and what's happening in the liver because it's important. There's herbs like milk thistle, which has a combination in it called psyllium, and schisandra and turmeric and broccoli and the catechins from green tea, plus the amino acids glutamine and taurine and cysteine and glycine. These are all essential to improving liver dysfunction and also thyroid, some of these for thyroid dysfunction. So these foods may also lower estrogen. The cruciferous vegetables, the mushrooms, the red grapes, the seeds of grapes, then the seeds and nuts. And then they wrote one specifically, which is pomegranates. So no question, pomegranates. And I've talked about pomegranates before as being one of the highest anti-cancer foods that people can take. Pomegranates is a little side note. When you read the Bible and it talks like and it talks about that Eve ate the apple in the Garden of Eden, and then there was the two, you know, and God said, "Do not eat from the tree of knowledge," and that's the apple. And here comes the serpent. It says, "Eat the apple." Well, we now know that it was probably not apples, but it was pomegranates, because when you look at the area, pomegranates grow in the Middle East all over, and yet that apples did not grow in the Middle East. So now we come to the question of how does that estrogen get up, and does it affect the emotionalism of men? Because the age-old wisdom is that women are more emotional than men. Everybody talks about that. We've all heard that. Oh, yes, women are much more emotional. Well, sometimes this is meant as a positive. Women are seen as more nurturing and caring and more emotionally intelligent. Other times they are portrayed as less emotionally stable or more easily subjected to emotional manipulation. So, have you ever wondered about the science behind this and why and how? What controls the emotions like this? Well, it's actually an incredible, interesting, and now it's becoming a complicated field of study, but it's brand new and it's really exciting. One thing scientists are still learning about is the multifaceted way in which estrogen makes women more emotional than men, or more accurately, more emotional than younger men. Because the science is clear. As men age, their testosterone declines and their estrogen rises. And I'm here it is, we're back. I noticed that we lost the Facebook feed. So we're rebooting. So here we are back on Facebook. So again, more accurately, more emotional than younger men, not older men. Science is clear. As men age, their testosterone declines, their estrogen rises. And about the average age of 60 years old men have more circulating estrogen in his blood than a 60-year-old woman. So think of that. The 60-year-old man overtakes his 60-year-old wife with the amount of circulating estrogen. This means you might be closer to being emotionally female than the male by the time you get to be 60. So symptoms of high estrogen and low testosterone include, are you ready, hair loss, weight gain, stress, fatigue, loss of energy, mood swings, emotional instability, weight gain, male boobs, you've heard of that, male breasts, loss of sex drive and libido, and something that men didn't know about, but penile shrinkage. Isn't that a nice thing to look forward to, guys?
No,
you get, the more your penis is going to shrink. Okay. Isn't that a nice thing? You know, especially you get all these bodybuilders that take steroids. That happens real fast. You know, so they get big, giant muscles, but small penises. So, you know, it's like a catch-22. Anyway, some of those symptoms sound familiar to you, it's likely you're showing signs of higher estrogen levels and sometimes dangerously low testosterone levels. So this is the reason, as we get older, that men have higher and higher risks of prostate cancer. So that's quite unique. the two new studies here that I was reading from. One is because it happens automatically as we get older, and now, of course, the estrogen levels we now know cause cancer.